105.7 KOZZ, Reno's Classic Rock, on with the metal gods known as Judas Priest, a new album, Firepower, debuting their highest debut ever here in the States at number 5, beating out all other big Priest albums. Now, Glenn, back to you. Could you say, looking at the catalog of the Priest, what the most difficult Priest song is to play live?
Not really, because if you're talking about, you know, my Parkinson's, that's more coordination problems than the speed. So it's nothing to do with the speed, really.
Okay.
Although, yeah, there is a limitation on the speed I can get up to. It's more really about coordination. So some songs that you think would be difficult to play are quite easy, and vice versa, you know. Some nights, it's you know, I have good days and bad days, so...
Okay.
That's the nature of the beast, and I've got to live with it.
Sure. Now, Ian, we haven't heard from you too much during the interview here. After so many years, is there a song, Ian, that you have to play because fans demand it, that in all honesty you could live the rest of your lives without ever playing it again, like Living After Midnight or something that you just have to play to close every night?
Yeah, there's a few of those songs. And when you're putting a set list together, you know, you do think, are we going to do this one again? But as soon as, you know, you hit the first couple of chords of that song and you see the fans' reaction and, you know, and it's magical, you know, every time you play those songs, that Living After Midnight, Another Thing Coming, you know, there's a string of fans' favourites there that are fixtures in the set list, and for very good reason.
Nice. Sad Wings of Destiny was the first Priest album I ever purchased, and still to this day I can listen to it back and forth and back and forth and over and over and over again. Any chance you guys might pull from the archives a bit more on this tour as the tour goes on and pull out stuff like Beyond the Realms of Death or Victim of Changes or Diamond and Rust, Dreamer, Deceiver, Genocide, something like that?
It's possible. It's a bit of a nightmare, though, putting so much material to get, you know, just an hour and a half, 2 hours worth of music out of all of that material. You know, it gets more difficult with each album.
Right.
And, of course, like you were saying, there's certain fixtures in the set list that we'd get stoned to death if we didn't play.
Of course.
You know, so you have to make holes to put the new material in, and every time you do, you're dropping someone's favourite, you know.
Yeah.
But we do like to shake things up from time to time. We're doing things on this tour that we haven't done for a long time. One song we have never done in Saints in Hell, you know, that's a that's a unique thing.
We're doing the Ripper off Sour Wings, aren't we?
Oh, of course. Yeah, there you go. We're doing the Ripper.
Ripper off Sour Wings.
Yeah, very cool.
We considered doing... I'm drawing a mental blank now. What's the other...
Oh, Tyrant.
Tyrant.
Spoke about doing off the Sour Wings.
Yeah. Oh, I'd love that. I would love that. The closest you guys are going to come to us is August 21st, Las Vegas, for the Las Rages Fest. Do you find it tough playing the Silver State here in Nevada since the whole big suicide trial so many years ago? And have you ever played Better By You, Better Than Me live since the whole Reno incident?
We actually played it in Reno just after the court case, just to prove a point.
Did you really?
Guess what? Nobody went out and killed themselves.
No, we don't have a problem playing there. You know, we so supported the people at the hotels we stayed in during the court case, and that they all rallied around, and I think they were all a bit embarrassed by it. So
yeah,
we had a tremendous amount of support from everybody.
Well, congratulations on the new album, Firepower, and as everyone is saying, I mean, it is astounding how relevant this album is here in the year 2018, and the charts are proving that, too. I mean, you guys are have got a top five debut, I think the highest in Priest history, yeah?
That's right, yeah.
Well, congratulations.
They're a band of sort of 50 years stature.
Yeah.
And still be popular and relevant enough, you know, to get a top five finish like that. It's an amazing achievement, really.
Very cool. Well, Glenn, I got my fingers crossed that we will see you down in Las Vegas. It's definitely a cool city to come and hang out and visit and do a show. And that'll be a big show. It's a big festival show with Saxon and a bunch of great bands on that bill. So can't wait to see Judas Priest back here in Nevada. Thanks very much for the call, guys.
Thanks, Joe. Appreciate it. Bye.
Take care.